program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Lucky you. Your holidays aren't over yet. Not until Phil Fox gets his. Tonight, you'll hear Phil Fox 3, Phil's Revenge.
Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Chestnuts nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung like Eskimos. Everybody knows tiny thistles all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. And every mother's child is gonna slay. Every reindeer on his way. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 2. Although it's been said many times, many ways, we'll find it hard to sleep
children. As much as we all enjoy Xmas, there are bad people who do not like Xmas. Some of them are communists with funny haircuts who think that spending money is bad. Others are terrorists who hate to see good people have fun. Tonight's story is about a frisky little fox named Phil that hates Xmas time. You see, two Xmases ago, Phil went to jail and found out that his wife, Felicity, was unfaithful. And then, last Xmas, Phil went on a long journey to the North Pole to assassinate Felicity's boyfriend, Santa, which he did, but didn't think he did. Until one evening, while on the bottom of a pig pile, Phil overheard that the warden had drugged Phil and partially erased his memory. There was also some unflattering innuendo about his wife, but that was mostly drowned out by the bad taste in his mouth. But what Phil doesn't know is that one stir-crazy fox is in store for some special visitors.
Well, I'm glad I killed that old bastard Claus. I think he had a thing for my wife.
Phil, I had my thing in your wife.
Oh, no, not you.
Phil. Phil.
Cut it out already.
Phil, it's me.
What do you think, I'm stupid? I knew you'd come sniffing around to rub my nose in your Xmas ass.
Listen, Phil, I know there's a lot of, history between us, what with your wife and all, but I,
And how is my darling wife, Felicity?
How should I know? I'm in heaven.
You went to heaven?
Of course I did. I'm a saint.
Well, how nice for you.
No, as usual, you don't get it, Phil. You see, I'm Santa in heaven now. And in heaven, it's Xmas every day, Phil. Every day. It's a madhouse. Harp strings, harp polish, halo buff rags. The elf corpses pile up faster than the presents. It's one of those jokes they play on you at the end of your life if you've been, well, naughty.
I'm swelling with sympathy.
Good, because the world needs you, Phil.
Not interested.
Come on, Phil. I don't have much time. I have 23 trillion nices to worry about. The same nuts who used you like a tool to kill me have taken over my chemical weapons factory. Only they don't have my, discernment. Namely, the list. They just want to willy-nilly kill everybody, naughty and nice.
Why would they want to do a thing like that?
Freaky religious beliefs, Phil. They want their master to return and usher in an era of peace.
Well, that sounds nice.
Oh yeah, real nice. The only catch is that they have to start Armageddon first.
Yeah, well, save your exposition, fat man. Let the whole dung heap burn for all I care.
Now hold on a minute. You don't realize how much extra work a thing like this would mean for me.
I don't care about your problems.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I can understand if you don't want to hear it from me, but you don't get off that easily. At least, not according to your wife.
Hey!
Anywho, you will have another visitor this evening. Another interested party who doesn't need any more work. I think you'll find him a little more persuasive than me.
Say, Santa, I can't help but notice that you don't ho-ho-ho as much anymore.
Oh, Phil, they don't allow that in heaven.
After Santa left, Phil lay in his wood shavings bed, thinking. Did Phil really want to see all the creatures of the world die hideously?
Hell yes, I do!
Phil accidentally said out loud. Phil decided he was tired of eating everyone else's Xmas sh**. He was certain he was making the right decision, but just then he heard a tiny voice.
Oh, hello there, little fella.
Tremble before my wrath, mortal.
Well, don't you have a little attitude?
Silence, fool, or you will taste my infernal torments. Bow before me, for I have besotted this earth with misery and woe for as long as animal kind has trod its painful maze.
Well, and you are...
I am Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, the Prince of Lies and Lord of Flies.
I thought you'd be taller.
I hear that a lot. I also hear that you do not wish to participate in our holiday festivities this year.
Just spare me the drama and get me whatever terrible surprise this Xmas has for me.
No, Phil, you have it backwards. This Xmas is all about you. I know you're tired of being outfoxed. This is your opportunity for revenge, Phil. Power, allow me to buzz in your ear a little and I'll set you straight.
I see. Well, no, I hadn't really thought of it like that. You know, you're a pretty clever fly guy. Yes. No, I see. Okay, I'll do it. It's a deal, but first I gotta get out of this place.
You will find your cell door unlocked as usual for the guards' easy access. Just take this magic mistletoe and you'll have no problems walking out of here. Whenever you see a guard, hold it over your head. Guaranteed results. But if you see the warden, you'd better run. With his missing eye, he's immune to the magic spell.
Magic mistletoe?
We both know there's no such thing, but Phil doesn't need to know that all the guards think he's the hottest piece of tail in this place.
Phil was finally free from prison, again, but not from his own dark desires. His fevered mind pinwheeled with the devil's words.
Oh, boy, is everyone gonna pay now. Jesus the Carpenter Ant is gonna pay. Billy Bunny is going to pay. Felicity is going to pay in full. But first, the devil his due.
Phil ducked into a phone booth and dialed a number the devil had whispered in his ear.
No, I don't want to go on the air. You just tell him that the devil told me to tell Mr. Moley that if you take the middle three chapters of the Book of Revelations and remove all the X's, you have an anagram that explains the ritual for summoning Jesus the Carpenter Ant. It's much easier than chemical weapons. Yes, you're welcome.
His evil seed planted, Phil boarded a taxi.
Hey, is that Holy Moly on the radio? Turn it up!
Behold, the perverted gerbils who choose to run willy-nilly through a maze of human feces are funneling off your tax dollars into their twisted pro-gerbil agenda. Pretty soon they will be teaching butt-crawling in our public schools. And this just in, faithful listeners, I have discovered the exact biblical method of summoning forth our diminutive savior, thus ushering in our era of terrible peace. I shall personally travel to Jerusalem to ensure that this happens.
Well, what a coincidence! That's where I'm going!
Do you remember?
Meanwhile, back at the pig pen, Phil's sadistic warden had a special visitor.
Send in the hound.
Hello there, Governor Warden. What can I do you for?
Henry Hound, that pervert Phil Fox has befouled my pig pen for the last time. Here is a picture of the miscreant and a sample of his disgusting wood shavings bed. This cretin must be captured immediately.
Listen here, it's already done. The stench is a clincher. I'll have this bloke back in the pokey on the morrow, sure as Bob's your uncle.
No, I want him disemboweled.
All right, I'll pack a toothbrush for a change.
What does that mean?
Well, he's liable to taste right bad, isn't he?
Oh, I get it.
It's not funny.
When Phil arrived at the airport, a hectic holiday hodgepodge of creatures dashed and milled about. In the confusion, Phil was tossed about in the throng until he backed into a freshly painted white pole by the curb.
Crap! My good fur!
Phil, you idiot. Be aggressive. You are on a dark apocalyptic quest.
The devil's right. I gotta take charge.
He inadvertently blurted. Phil elbowed his way to the bathroom to clean himself. The bathroom was empty, except for one mysterious creature.
Excuse me, man. Ma'am?
Hello, sailor.
I seem to have a spot on my back that I can't reach. Could you get it for me?
On your back? That's a new one.
But gosh, maybe you shouldn't. They said no one else was supposed to handle my baggage.
Yeah, but they didn't say anything about your package.
Well, I guess it's all right then.
Why do you have a white stripe down your back?
It's a long story.
Promises, promises.
Say there, now that you're grooming me, I'm Phil Al Falk. What are you?
I'm Trevor, the trans-species transsexual. Specifically, I'm a seahorse going on stallion, tiger.
Phil, the warden has dispatched a bloodhound on your trail. As unlikely as it sounds, that bloodhound is about to walk into this bathroom. You have to hide in the toilet.
Oh, crap.
What is it?
The ghost of Santa Claus just told me to get in the toilet.
Well, you'll smell like the end of my last date, so that must be my cue to leave. Good luck with your back, gunk. Unlike my vast deference, it's not coming out. Say, would you like a little nookie cookie?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, it says eat me. That's pretty funny.
Thanks, it's a special eggnog cream cookie. I added the nog myself.
Oh, I can't eat that then. I'm agnostic.
Trust me, take the cookie. It's not to be eaten if you're gonna drive. It's more for getting driven. Toodles!
I'm glad that thing is gone. Now there's no time. Get in the toilet.
But this hasn't been flushed.
No time. Get in.
Hey, tell him to drink it.
Shut up. You'll screw it up.
Phil stepped into the rancid sewage, submerging himself up to the neck, and closed the lid. Within seconds, the hound burst through the bathroom door.
Make way, bladder emergency. The Yellow River is at flood stage.
Phil, you idiot. Don't respond out loud. The hound is on your trail. He'll be on the same plane as you. You must be discreet.
Got it.
Phil whispered, accidentally drinking a little of the toilet water and pleasing the devil.
Ah, sweet suffering.
Phil waited in the toilet for 23 minutes after the hound left.
Oh, I smell terrible. But maybe it will help me get through security faster.
For once, Phil was right. No one wants to body cavity search a skunk, which is exactly what Phil looked and smelled like. A big red skunk. At the gate, he was hustled down onto the tarmac and stuffed in with the baggage for the sake of the other passengers.
At last, things are finally going my way.
Good work, Phil.
Thanks.
Now, Phil, there isn't much time. You need to jam a few things up your ass.
Leave me alone.
He would have done it if you didn't laugh.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Once Phil got rid of the voices in his head, he nodded off into a brief nap. He awoke feeling peckish.
Good thing I got this cookie from that friendly freak. This is good. Even if it wasn't a toilet, this is great. Oh. Whoa! Where did you guys come from?
Hello, Phil Fox!
We're the Sugarplum Fairies!
Shunned to the frigid bowels of an airplane under the influence of a trans-species transsexual's homemade date rape cookie, Phil finally felt the true Xmas spirit with the Sugarplum Fairies.
Oh, man. All this revenge stuff is way too heavy. So what if my wife is a jizz-guzzling whore? That's her hang-up, man. Oh, wow. I feel like 20 pounds lighter. Wow. I'm like Jonah in the belly of the whale plane.
Phil floated in a happy trance all the way to baggage claim in Jerusalem, where he awoke in a pile of unclaimed luggage.
Phil, you idiot! Stick to the plan!
Woo! You startled me, Santa. But that's okay. Everything is groovy now. I don't need revenge. I just need a little companionship.
The plan, Phil!
Phil wandered through concourses until he found himself outside the airport, where he spotted a friendly camel.
Hey, Joe, you need a hot action?
I sure do, Mr. Camel.
Hop on. I take you to tightest tails in town, coziest crannies in the Casbah, wettest wombs in the world, finest fannies in the Far East, most opulent orify of the Orient.
Oh, God, yeah! Let's go!
I can see you are ready to go, Joe. You should ride side saddle, not so bumpy. Don't want you going off back there, Joe.
I am so worked up right now. Say, could I bum a cigarette off of you?
I thought you'd never ask.
The friendly camel led Phil through the streets of the exotic city and finally down a dark alley to Jack Werrell's House of Horrors.
Here you go, Joe. Just what you need.
Thanks. I feel a lucky streak coming on.
But when Phil got to the door, he was reminded of the region's strict interspecies taboos. As is the local custom, Phil was stuffed into a burlap sack, thrown into a dumbwaiter, and rapidly lowered to the skunk room.
Hello. I'm Fifi the Skunk. We make the transaction, no?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna transact your brains out.
Oui, oui?
No, I'm not really into water sports.
But you look athletic. Let us, how do you say, get physical?
Enough chit-chat, let's get it on.
Oh, oui, oui.
Well, it's not that small.
No, little skunk, you start me now.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Oui, you start me. Downtown.
Huh?
Downtown, you go to me now. Ooh, la la la, labia.
Oh. Oh! Well, I guess it's only fair. Just let me... Oh! Phew! You sure are a skunk, aren't you? You know what? I have an unrelated matter to resolve.
Silly skunk, you start me now.
And I'm going to. It's just that,
Phil ran and ran, darting this way and that way through the corridors until he finally slipped on an unknown liquid and slid through a doorway into a crowded room.
Perfect! I can blend in with the crowd.
Phil wriggled into the crowd, which seemed to writhe and hump as one.
Oh, silly skunk, I'm seeking for you. Seeking and hunting. Hunting and seeking.
Oh, no. I better get in deeper.
Phil strained and grunted through the undulating mass of creatures until he reached the brown eye of the orgy.
That's better, I think. I wonder what this place is. Felicity? Felicity Fox?
4 or 5 for paying customers only, you mangy loser.
Why, you... That... I...
Phil's short-lived holiday cheer melted into an inferno of Saturnalian hate.
Felicity, how can you keep doing this to me?
Because you keep coming back for more, dumbass.
But what about our babies?
Oh, Phil, those babies weren't yours. Didn't you notice the moose horns on Felipe? I'm not even sure they were mine.
Ha-ha. Felicity, I have been waiting a long time to tell you something very important.
Hey, John, how you been?
Oh, boy. My two favorite people in one place. Billy Bunny, I guess you're here pimping out my wife again.
And how? getting 69% of the actions. And there's a lot of action, Charlie.
There sure is, Limp Noodle.
Well, I'm glad you're both here at the same time. So I only have to say this once.
But just then, the hound burst in.
What's all this, then? I smell you in there, Fox, and I've come for your bowels.
I bet you heard that one before in the pen. Hey, Jerry?
You know what to do, Phil.
Hell yes, I know what to do.
Know what to do who?
Know what to do you.
Get off me, freak. Oh, my God. That's so disgusting. You lost it in the pen, didn't you? You went all peacock on me.
Phil humped and humped until his scent was all over his bunny friend.
Well, Fred, I hope you're happy. I hope you know things can never be the same between us.
But the devil's plan worked as the hound forced his way into the eye of the orgy.
Felicity, I'll talk to you later.
Phil fled out the back, and the hound settled upon Billy.
The bunny suit won't fool me, Fox. I can smell you from across the world.
It's funny. I only came here because I heard there were fields of hot, supple sheep, just waiting to be introduced to lonely shepherds. But instead, I find death. I guess that's not exactly funny.
Oh! 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 It's, oh! Oh! The bear! Oh! Oh! The bear! Oh! 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 Down, oh! 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 Oh!
Phil scampered back to the friendly camel out front.
I'm glad you're still here. Take me to the Mount of Olives. I have a job to finish.
Where the infidels chant. I should have known. Those Joes all stopped here first, too.
Hurry, Phil. You're almost to your setup. Oh,
now who's screwing it up?
You see, all this negativity. This is why we never work together.
Stop talking in my head. You're driving me crazy.
That talk does not exactly instill confidence in the passenger, you know, Joe.
Sorry, I'm under a lot of pressure.
The camel wound out of the city and up to the mount, where the ceremony had already begun.
I now whiff this golden bowl of overwe offerings towards heaven.
This must be the place, but what do I do now?
Just work your way through the crowd, Phil. Nice and easy until you're standing next to Holy Moly.
The crowd was mostly amputees and lepers, making it easy for Phil to elbow his way to the front.
Okay, now what?
Phil, on my command, reach out.
Yeah?
I now place the sacred swizzle stick through the sacrificial olive.
Reach out and snap the mole's neck.
What?
Snap his neck, Phil. This impudence will not be tolerated.
I thought I was here to kill Jesus the carpenter ant, you know? Step on him or something?
Excuse me?
Listen to me, you little bastard. You're on a need-to-know basis. Now kill them all!
You shouldn't wager if you can't afford to lose, Phil. Examples must be made. Any fool who gives 24 points to the home team must be punished.
Pay up or suffer the consequences.
Listen, Phil. The deal is still on. Kill him and revenge will be yours. I promise. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Your screaming burns my mind holes!
Security! Security!
What's all this, then? You're trapped now, Fox. It's me or the pigs. Now, how would you like to meet your doom?
But just then...
Step aside, Philistine jerk-off. Competence coming through. Hey, Antaholics, check out this six-pack.
And with that, Felicity exposed her six beautiful, supple, perky, perfectly formed breasts.
Oh, my.
The crowd went into a frenzy, setting upon each other. Half fleeing the power of the breasts, the other half drawn to their magnificence.
Looks like about half of this crew is lactose intolerant.
Shut up, bitch. Finish the job.
Oh, the killing? I don't know about that.
That kind of attitude is why you could never satisfy me in bed.
Felicity spun on her heels, snatched up a ceremonial plate, and flung it frisbee-style at Holy Moly.
Oh my, oh dear.
Beheading him neatly, the ceremonial plate came to rest on the ground, with Holy Moly's severed head neatly centered upon it.
Wow!
Well done, well done.
Oh, you. Did you enjoy the show?
Very much, my odiferous friend, for I am not a humble taxi camel, but in fact, Sheikh Ra Telen Ro. It seems our decapitated adversary had many foes. Luckily, my fellow agent of the Society of Jesus Freakus was able to finish the job for you.
Felicity? Society of Jesus Freakus?
I have a life outside of you, you know. I met these wild guys with killer hash and the cutest little knives.
So I guess you had sex with all of them, too.
No, murder for hire mostly. Political stuff, lots of splash.
Well, Phil, despite your incompetence, it is a tradition in our land that, as the husband of the heroine, you are to be granted a 3 Xmas wishes.
3 wishes? Yes! Yes, yes! I knew it was my year! In your face, devil! In your ruddy, fat face, Santa! In your sexy, mysterious face, Felicity!
Just make your wishes. I have 3 more of these today and a bris.
Well, the first one is easy. I wish that wife of mine was out of my life forever!
It is done.
Hello?
Is this Felicity Fox?
Yes, it is.
I regret to inform you your Aunt Fanny has died.
Oh, that's terrible. But I don't have an Aunt Fanny.
Yes, you do.
Are you sure?
Listen, lady, I'm one of death's elves. We don't make mistakes.
I see.
Mrs. Fox, you have inherited a large sum of money. Please come to the South Pole to claim it immediately.
Well, okay then. Hey, Ra.
Yeah, baby.
After we're through here, can you take me to the airport? I have to collect my large inheritance.
Of course, my dear.
For crying out loud, Phil! Think of it!
No! 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 The time for thinking is over! It is time for wishing!
No!
I wish for a piece of pussy that will never betray me! That is the complete opposite of her. But I wanna...
It is done.
Oh, yeah?
It is done.
Phil stood in stunned silence, registering the flood of hitherto unknowable sensations from his new genitals, his paw involuntarily creeping to his groin.
All right, then. I've stood by long enough. I didn't sign on for this business. Well, I did, but it's Xmas, and I'm tired. I'll be at the hash bar if anyone needs me.
Okay, well, maybe this isn't a total loss. I can do videotapes, DVDs, hot fox action, and finally experience multiple orgasms. I just need to be more careful with my last wish.
Wish for world peace.
Shut your mouth, you dirty devil. You see, I've been going about this all wrong. First, I was driven by revenge. Then I was driven by lust. Then I was driven by revenge again. I listened to the devil, and I listened to the ghost of Santa Claus. And I listened to Trevor the Seahorse Stallion thing. Gol dang it, I even listened to Holy Moly a little. He's right about those damn immigrants. But I never stopped to listen to me.
Tick-tock, numbnuts.
And my heart is telling me that I just want to quit all these crazy travels and just go home with my new pussy and play with it. That's my wish. I just want to go home and play with my new pussy.
Phil Fox, close your eyes. When you open them again, you will be home.
Phil stood still, wondering if he had made a mistake. He held back his blinks as his mind raced, trying to cover all the angles. Tears ran down his face as Felicity drew closer.
Bye, lover. I mean, loser.
Felicity blew in his face, and Phil's eyes snapped shut. He remained still, keeping his eyes shut.
Maybe if I keep my eyes closed, I can just float through a void for all eternity,
he uncontrollably verbalized. But the illusion began to trickle away as his bladder pressed him.
Felicity?
Phil opened his eyes to find himself back in his cell in the pig pen.
Well, I can't say it's a total surprise, but at least I got an Xmas stocking. Oh, but I wonder, what about Xmas? With no Santa?
Phil, let me tell you a little secret. There are, on average, 8 nice kids worldwide every year, and I stiff most of them anyway. Rich parents and charities take care of the rest. I just mostly like to get high and fly around. You know, put on a big media show to keep my Q rating up.
Well, this will be the first time I've ever had stuffed beaver for my Xmas feast.
Who's there? Oh, it's Santa Claus. Oh, and look. Look who you brought with you.
Ho, ho, ho! Come on and gather round now, children. It's story time hour with the nice stranger lady. Come here, little Lilith. You can sit in my lap. And I'll read you all a nice little Christmas time story. How the Bitch Stole Christmas by Dr. Flues. Every hoe down in Hoeville liked Christmas a lot, but the bitch in the funhouse near Hoeville did not. The bitch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. She bitched and she ranted with very good reason. For days she had listened to carols and hymns, which helped make this suicide season more grim. She was flogged hard with records, cassettes, and CDs that rotted her mind and brought her to her knees. Crazy Christians, chirping chipmunks, mariachis, and Elvis helped throw out her back and cripple her pelvis. Cabbage Patch Kids, singing hymn books and disco, helped turn her brain into pus-flavored Crisco. Oh, but the reason she did this is both sad and true. She suffered the torments of Negi for you. So you get the blame. And I wish you success, because this bitch spells Christmas as X-P-M-S. I hate Christmas time. I hate all of this music. This lousy crap's more than enough to make flu sick. Oh, I hate all the normals. There's not I'd love better than to pull every petal off their big red poinsettia. To them Christmases, MasterCard, Amex, and Visa. Well, I'm on the same side as that guy Ebenezer. Christmas's virulent, pustulant slime that damages psyches each year at this time. I
can't hide the truth. I can't sugarcoat lies. I've got to see to it that their Christmas dies. Oh, they sit by their radios, expectant, tumescent. Well, I'll curdle their moods with an unpleasant present. I'll remount their Christmas, their Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah, and stir up the masses to a state of near panica. I'll fly from my castle and bring them some doom. On Janer, on Sterno, on Stangen like Hume, on Princess Weardo, on Lilith. Oh, honey, we'll stomp out their hearts and steal all of their money. We'll drill them new sphincters. We'll bitch slap them none. And we'll do our part to see to it that Christmas won't come. I use Tammy Faye, Ms. Marvel, Conway Twitty. Oh, I've got the ingredients here of something real. Well, it ain't gonna be pretty. We'll settle the hash of those merry butt wipes and then turn those turds over to the man with a pipe. Oh, man, I almost love this job.
Bad banana with a greasy black peel. Oh, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You got termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. A three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Hello, I'm Bob. As your pastor and friend, I send these Christmas greetings. I want to wish you a blessed Christmas season. I wish we had the opportunity of coming to your home and visiting with you personally.
For years, it's been a tradition at the Anderson House to gather all the kids, ours, the neighbors, anybody's, around the tree on Christmas Eve and talk about the big day coming up tomorrow. And then just before all the kids drift off to Sleepy Town, we get serious and we talk about the real reason that we celebrate Christmas in the first place.
Money, money, money! Give us your money! Merry f***ing Christmas!
What does Christmas mean to you? Does it mean just giving and receiving of gifts? Is it merely a time when the family gets together around the Christmas tree? I have found in my association with many good Christian families that Christmas for them is more of a holiday than it is a real holy day.
Hey, where'd that cool, creepy Santa come from?
Japan. Except over there, they call him Annual Gift Man, and he lives on the moon.
One of the things, the myths I've been able to perpetuate in Japan, I've explained to the Japanese, they ask me, well, who's Santa Claus? And I say, Santa Claus is Jesus as an old man. People believe me. He's he's a foreigner. He said so. Jesus Christ is, you know, they fall for it.
Now gather around, kids, and sit a while. Everybody get them a stew. A song I'll sing you about a little bitty guy called Muley, the one-eared mule. Old Muley, the one-eared mule, you're such a funny sight. Going around with a smile on your face, cause you know what happened that night. Well, Muley was a-walking through the hills one night, was on a Christmas Eve. He came up on old Santa, stripped down to his shirt sleeves. Well, Santa was a-tugging and a-pulling and a-heaving with all his might.
Oh, Santa, dear, please stretch it, stretch with all your might. So when you fill my stretch sock, it will take you half the night.
You better jump in bed and cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he knows he loves you just the same. Santa never God's children are made, everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
And as Santa waves to the crowd, he says to Mrs. Claus, well, Mrs. Claus, this is quite a welcome, isn't it?
Oh! You are a bastard.
There is an ugly murmur from the spectators, and the lawyer turns to whisper to Santa Claus. I'm afraid it doesn't look good, Santa, he says. Order, order in the court, shouts the judge as he pounds his gavel. Conclusive proof, ladies and gentlemen, that you should bring back the only verdict possible for Santa Claus. Guilty.
Dig this. Yeah. Last night I dreamed I saw Santa Claus nailed to a cross. I'm just screaming, you got the wrong guy! You got the wrong guy! I was wigging out, man. I mean...
Christmas, 'cause it's evil holiday.
possible. The Secret Chiefs Trio with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Soundgarden with 665 Backwards. Rites of the Accused with Christmas with the Devil.
And speaking of the devil, I threw some crap in there too.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417. Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Give up.
from 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. 17 hours of faith. Give up.
Shop as usual. And avoid panic buying.
Of course, Negative Land, performing Christianity is Stupid.
Ooh, I better go take down the manger scene. If baby Jesus got loose, he could really do some damage. Oh.
Doing superior mutants.
Repent.
Quit your job.
The world ends tomorrow.
And you may die.
Well, no, probably not, but whatever you do,
just keep listening.
The Church of the Subgenius could save your sanity with...
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke?
Do people think you're strange?
Do you? Then you may be on the right track.
Are alien space monsters bringing startling new world?
Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet.
Now, at last,
the step-by-step process is revealed.
This is it. The only faith that promises action, thrills, success in sex and business. Get all your slack and more
every Saturday night at midnight right here on WRAK Atlanta. Reverend Ivan Stang presents the Hour of Slack.